This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, we have all of our creative juices flowing here today on the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the everyday DJV program.
Together.
Yes, it does. Jennifer Horn is here from Los Angeles. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts, and our focus is on, guess what, something new. Oh,
what?
Well, there is actually something new, a couple of new things. Merck has entered the vaccine race. Two new partnerships, Jennifer. They have purchased Austrian vaccine maker Themis, joining the race for the vaccine. Merck plans to collaborate with a nonprofit research organization to develop another vaccine. The president of Merck said of purchasing this company, Themis, quote, "We are eager to combine our strengths both to develop an active vaccine in the near term and to build a pandemic preparedness." Thank you, Doug. Directed toward emerging agents. Translated, we're going to make a lot of money. That's why we're doing this, because we will make a lot of dough. I would bet yesterday, if you compared, I know you always look at your big investment in the cruise line.
The cruise line, yeah.
Yeah,
right. Oh, you want to know what it's up to today?
Let's yeah, what's it doing? Yeah.
I've got my phone right here. $500. I've been using this Robinhood app because, you know, that's the only kind of investing I can. Whoa!
What?
Oh, my gosh. I'm a genius investor. So
really?
I started with $500. I'm up to $753.55.
Whoa.
I just lost a dollar. $752.50.
Good for you. Nice going. All right,
wow,
so anyway,
my Carnival Cruise Line, it's up to $18.69 a share. It was, I bought it at $11, did I tell you?
No,
good.
You bought $11 a share. It's up to
$18.65. I'm getting excited.
That's really exciting.
That's exciting for me.
I want a piece of.
You know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, so there is still a lot of speculation, a lot of this hooting and hollering about when the vaccine's going to be available. Will it be this year, next year, yada, yada. I think still I would say what Dr. Jack says, that if you have a really good, strong immune system, based on taking all the good vitamins and minerals, you will ward this stuff off, unless you have a completely compromised system, which comes as a result of you not taking care of yourself in the first place. So if something's going to get you, maybe that doesn't sound too loving, but you know what? You got to pay the piper. If you have been a big drinker, a smoker, used drugs all your life, you got to pay the price. That's just it, bottom line. You don't eat well, if you don't get enough rest, you know, all of that stuff catches up with you. And so we talk about all of these poor people that die. They die because this really sounds harsh, I know. But you die because you don't take care of yourself for the most part. Not always, but 99% of the time.
Sometimes it's hard.
I know. To avoid those French fries, yes, I understand. And that ice cream. Oh, yum. All right, so as we look into our crystal ball into the future, wondering about vaccines, we could also wonder about what's going to happen in our public school system as they overreact for the most part like they have been all along. That's my own read on it. Colleges are pretty much set. I think they're all in agreement. There'll be college classes starting most every university and college in August.
Depends on where you are.
I guess.
In
in California.
So much.
Yeah. All right, so meanwhile, what are we finding as you look around the country, Jennifer, for plans? Some schools even want to have their graduation this month, right?
There are a lot of schools who are trying to figure out what the future is going to look like, what the fall is going to look like. And there's a new poll. Let's start here first, a couple of companion stories that USA Today did. And they say that 1 in 5 teachers say that they're unlikely to go back to school if their classrooms reopen in the fall. It's a national poll, so this isn't specific to any
state. So teachers are quitting? They want to quit.
They're saying 1 in 5 won't go back to their classrooms if they are going to reopen in the fall. They think that there will be a potential wave of resignations in the school system throughout the country. Most teachers report working more than usual. Nearly two-thirds say they haven't been able to properly do their jobs in an educational system that's been upended by coronavirus. There was a separate poll done of parents with at least one child in grades kindergarten through 12th grade, and it finds that 6 in 10 say that they would likely pursue home learning options instead of sending their kids back to school this fall. Nearly a third of parents say they're very likely to start homeschooling their kids. And so this USA Today article and poll basically say that the pandemic has recast education in the United States. And a couple of things going on here. First of all, I think with homeschooling, there's already a fear of people sending their kids back to school because they've been scared to death about coronavirus. That's number one. Number two, I think for many parents, they always were kind of intrigued by the idea of homeschooling, but many of them thought they probably couldn't pull it off. And now they realize that they can. They can control their kids' educational experience, and they can still do it while they work or maintain a household. And so I think there are lessons that are being taught here to parents, and so they're taking that under advisement. Now, in my state of California, they released a model of what school might look like in the fall and what things might look like when we get back to it. So this is what they're thinking. They're saying, first of all, that there might be a combination of in-person and online classes. So to get schools back up and functional, they say that districts need to get teachers trained in the online space so they know how to instruct virtually. Teachers need to get to know their students' parents then next so that they can become an advocate for those people at home. And then once those teachers are up to speed on homeschooling, they talk about the logistics of a classroom, including spaced out classrooms, decreased class sizes, which isn't a bad thing for your students learning. But then they're talking about less time in the classroom, in the physical classroom during the week, and they may even expand some classes to Saturdays and Sundays. So maybe creating like two different tracks so that one set of kids would go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, another might go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So it'll be interesting to see if that actually becomes a reality. Certainly, I know in my state of California, there's a lot of overcrowding in the schools as it is. So it might be better to thin the herd and kind of do this combination of in-person and online. But for a lot of parents who are thinking they're going to get back to a normal classroom schedule, I use air quotes around normal.
No normal for the rest of the year. No,
I don't know if that's going to happen in the fall for sure.
Yep. Yeah. No. I wonder if you do. Fourth grade, there were 41 students with one teacher. In the sixth grade, there were 46 students in my classes at Jonathan Maynard Elementary School here in Framingham. And I loved school. I got a lot out of it. I love the teachers. I think it's all about what you put into it. It really is. If your parents, and I actually didn't come from this, I just was always curious. And so that, I think, served me well as a youngster. I wanted to know answers to things, and I would ask questions, whether it didn't make a difference what the discipline was, math, science, English, I wanted to learn how to speak. You know, I was curious, and I would ask questions, and I felt it was a rewarding circumstance. I don't know that I thought about it then, but as I look back on it now, school served me very well, and I was always happy in school. Never missed a day of school, never missed a class in college. I was eager to go. Because maybe that's the nature of being inquisitive. It was just, but the teachers, I loved the teachers. They were all women. I never had a man in school until I was in the seventh grade as a teacher. Never saw a man in my elementary school. It was like there was an unposted sign, men not allowed. There were no men teachers back in
typically,
the 50s.
Typically, I think at the... I didn't have any until seventh grade. My seventh grade teacher was my first male teacher. And it's very unusual, I think, to see someone at the grade school level that is male, which is kind of interesting. Maybe that's changed a little bit.
My first encounter in my seventh grade experience, walking up the stairs to the homeroom, I was going into a homeroom. I was in homeroom 207. And as I walked, they had swinging doors, and the desks were still bolted to the floor. That shows you maybe my era. But a young teacher who was in his first assignment, who was coming through the door. He was coming out of the room. I was going into the room, and he opened the door or pushed the door open, didn't see me, and I fell down the stairs and whacked my head against the side of the steel barricade. And he came rushing down and helped me up. His name was Arthur Del Pret. We became lifelong friends, and we still are today. He lives down in Florida, but we've had a fabulous... He lived, as a matter of fact, he built a house around the corner from where Tony and I lived here up the street, and we were just great friends. But it was funny, and we laughed about it all the time. He had a very wry sense of humor and a great smile, and he'd remind me, not that I needed reminding, of being knocked down. But, you know, I mean, you think about the things that make life work for you. You think about the things in school that really help you and predicate what your life is all about. And, yeah, the education is there, but learning about people, I mean, that experience I will never forget. And from it, we became great friends. He followed me all through my high school career and college career, and it was just neat. Regardless of how frustrating it is sometimes to wrap yourself around things you don't understand, like geography is great at. Geology, trying to figure out, I mean, algebra I was okay at, but some of the other stuff that was, physics,
I hated geometry. Geometry was tough for me.
Yeah, really tough stuff. All right, here's something for us to remember, or actually the clip of the day. We try to put memorable events for you to listen to. If you haven't heard this part of the program, you might enjoy going to djvshow.com and finding out whether or not dirt is good for you. If you listen to me with any regularity, you can kind of guess what the answer is. But all of us, Jennifer, Victoria, and I discuss the merits of
dirt. And dirt don't hurt.
Dirt don't hurt. That is correct. Amanda.
Dirt don't hurt.
Dirt don't hurt. Listen to more of this kind of stimulating talk radio
and other nursery rhymes.
Yes, at djvshow.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That as well as I do, Jennifer.
Whoa!
Hi, the Doobies are in our musical focus here at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Music every hour of the program. A certain focus on some of the groups and individuals making news. The Doobie news is they're going to postpone their tour. One of the last major summer tours. Fate decided. The long-awaited Doobie 50th anniversary tour, which would have reunited the band with its former keyboardist and singer, Michael McDonald, has been rescheduled
like him,
for...
I forgot.
Oh, he's... Yeah, right, exactly. The decision has been made with the health and safety of the Doobies and their fans and their crew and local employees in mind. 30-city tour has been scheduled to start June 9th in Palm Beach, would have continued through October, excuse me, with a... I think the last show was supposed to be in Houston. The lineup included co-founders Tom Johnston and Patrick Simmons, longtime guitarist John McPhee, along with the members of the current Doobies touring band. The tour will now start in West Palm Beach on July 17th next year. Can you imagine they're already making their plans? And end in New Orleans October 23rd.
There's nothing else to do. There, you know, this year is right. Pretty much over, so why not, I guess, make the plans for next year?
Dates
it'll be
have
a busy year.
In Mount Pleasant, Missouri, Sioux City, Iowa, Boise, Idaho, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis. The rescheduled tour dates are one of several setbacks the band has confronted this year. Back in February, the Doobies had to postpone a couple of weeks of shows when Johnston fell ill. They were supposed to be in Vegas. This spring, the band was also scheduled to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but that ceremony was put off until the 7th of November. So that's the Doobies news. I've always liked them. I don't like Michael McDonald, but I kind of like the music, the spirit of the music, you know what I mean. Next up, a concert for Colorado Music Relief. The Music Relief Fund is going to be held this Saturday at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 9, as a matter of fact, Mountain Time. It'll be a virtual event streaming online called Banding Together, a concert for the Colorado Music Relief Fund. And it's supposed to generate a lot of money to help those in the Colorado music industry affected by the COVID Fans can tune in live online, watch performances and anecdotes by musicians and industry members. It's a three-hour, big-time stuff, live-streamed, aired on a public radio station in Denver, and also CBSN, their web. Isn't that CBSN is the news network, right? The news line.
Yeah.
That's what CBSN is, right?
Yep.
The Stack lineup includes musicians from all across Colorado that are banding together to support people behind Colorado's vibrant music industry. So the Avett Brothers are performing, Big Head, Todd, and the Monsters, Brandy Carlisle, Dave Matthews, the Lumineers, Nathaniel Ratliff, String Cheese. I don't know the String Cheese incident.
String
What's that?
Cheese.
You know,
I have no idea. I had one of those once back in fifth grade, but I can't talk about it. It's a great string cheese incident of 1992.
It hung from your nose, or what happened? Hear it. Yes. All right, some of these crazy names. If you are a musician and you are in need of support, we have three or four stations in Colorado, so applications are available. If you want to go to the Colorado Music Relief Fund, it's comusicrelief.org, comusicrelief, comusicrelief, all one word, .org. All right, that's how you get the help from the folks in Colorado. I didn't realize that. Well, Brandy Carlisle, was it? Yeah, I can imagine they're coming from Colorado now that I think about it. 28 after the hour here on the Imagination Station and the fabulous DJV program.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four Minneapolis police officers involved in a street confrontation Monday that left a black man dead have been fired from their jobs. A day after a bystander's video showed the man, George Floyd, pleading that he couldn't breathe as a white cop was kneeling on his neck. Last night it brought protesters into the streets of Minneapolis, some of them clashing with police officers. And there was a solidarity demonstration in Chicago as well, where musician Chance the Rapper told reporters he was grieving.
I just want people to understand that we are all humans and that we all feel a sense of danger or rage when situations like this happen.
The FBI is investigating. SpaceX hopes to send 2 astronauts to the International Space Station later today. The launch will be the first from U.S. soil since 2011. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The CDC is out with a warning that antibody tests for coronavirus can be wrong about half of the time. The agency is urging medical professionals to use the most error-free tests available to them, and that it might be necessary to test patients more than once. FedEx is launching a small business grant program. The Support Small Grants program, announced yesterday, will award grants and services to 200 business owners struggling to stay afloat during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The businesses each get $5,000 and a $500 credit for FedEx office print and business services. Facebook is tweaking its system for letting its users send money. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
After criticism about launching cryptocurrency, Facebook said it's rebranding its digital wallet with a new name, Novi. Facebook originally introduced the digital wallet for the Libra network of cryptocurrencies to help people send money across the world under the name Calibra in June of last year. The digital wallet, now renamed and rebranded as Novi, allows people to send money as easy as sending a message in a standalone app or in Facebook Messenger. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio offers other programming and features. You can find out more online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is out today a little under the weather. And Doug, you'll be along momentarily. In the meantime,
yes,
there is trouble brewing between the president and the governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, over just where the Republican National Convention will be. President Trump, Dougie, says that he wants it to be at full capacity. He wants people to actually be at the convention, probably the direct opposite of what Democrats would like. They'd like to sneak Joe in and then get Joe out as quickly as possible. But Trump likes the pomp and circumstance, and the convention was supposed to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. The governor there, Roy Cooper, says he doesn't know if they're going to be ready to house something like this. So the president said, you've got a week. Tell me in a week whether or not we can actually do something there. Otherwise, he's going to shop it to other states, and there are lots of states who would like it. Texas has already said that they would welcome the Republican National Convention. Florida said that they'd take the RNC or the DNC, whoever wants to come by. Florida, they say, is open for business.
Come on down!
And just recently, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has offered his state as a hosting site for the Republican National Convention. So
do you have to be a Republican? Do you have to be a Republican to offer your state? Does it have to be in a Republican state?
I don't think so, but certainly because things are so polarized and divided right now. I mean, Ron DeSantis, I think, is the perfect example of what governors should be doing. And he said, look, we'll take the Republicans, we'll take the Democrats, right. We'll take anybody. Come on back. Yeah. It's good for business.
Of course it's good for business. Will it be this year? Will people want to be in that environment where they're all close together, thousands of people in a convention hall?
Think about this, though, because most likely the Democrats will probably do something that's like quasi-virtual. And the reason that they'll do that, I mean, just to be quite frank, is that Joe Biden is not necessarily set up for performing in a convention setup. So I believe that the Democrats will come up with something that mixes in an in-person element with an online element. And if that's the case, you will then put it next to President Trump, who zhuzhes up a crowd, right? No matter what you want to say about the guy, he can rile people up. And so if you have someone who's got an optimistic view and you've got someone who's got a crowd and everybody's out there again and America's together again, in juxtaposition with something that may be done kind of online, in a virtual setting, it may just be optically beneficial to the president. He's probably pretty aware of what that will look like.
Yep. Well, it's, you know, the old political thing, it's politics. I'm trying to find stuff, and you know that. I've been every day nosing around. What can we find that is important to discuss that hasn't got anything to do with politics or doesn't have anything to do with the virus? And I'm telling you, I'm frustrated finding things.
It's like trying to find American products instead of Chinese. I mean, it's hard to do.
Yeah. Oh, here's some good news. If you're a Larry King fan, he's going to start a podcast, all kinds of celebrity interviews. How about that?
Yeah,
I know. I've been waiting for that for a long time. The story of this woman who was in New York Central Park with her dog and some... she's a white woman, and some black guy said that she needed to leash her dog. She got all worked up about it and called the police. And
yada. It wasn't even like leash the dog, because I think the dog was on a leash. It was something like, if you don't take care of your dog, I'm going to do something to it.
Yeah.
And she took that as a threat. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I think it was someone who is an educated guy who was out there trying to bird watch. You don't see a lot of trouble getting started with a bird watcher. And so he was probably annoyed by the yapping dog, said something, and she went bananas. And now she's lost her job, and she's going to be banned from Central Park. It's like gross overreactions from everywhere. You know, he probably shouldn't have said something. She certainly shouldn't have reacted in that way. And now everybody wants to cancel her. They don't want her in Central Park. They don't want her at her job. And so it's just a gross overreaction on everybody's part.
But this is part of what, and I don't even say this reservedly. If Victoria were here, she'd probably want to argue with me. This is the look. You know me. Sometimes I edit myself as I'm going through my thoughts. And what I really want to say about this woman and the typicality of someone, and I don't know her, so I'm making probably a gross generalization in of itself. But there's a certain type of.
We call her a Karen.
I don't know what the Karen. What's a Karen?
So it means typically a white woman, kind of an uppity white woman.
Yeah.
Who wants to, you know, complain to the manager or make a big stink in Central Park or just try to.
Usually politically liberal. And in this case, I can see, good heavens, excuse me, the look on her face because she's captured on video doing this stuff. And so I look at her and I just think, okay, I know at least four women like this. And it's not a sexist statement. It's not aimed at anything other than an observation.
She's a Karen. Is actually a term on social media. In fact, someone who came out yesterday said, hey, my wife's name's Karen, and she's a perfectly lovely lady. Please stop ruining people named Karen, because that's what people call these type of women.
Well, it is what it is. I find myself frustrated in thinking about it and talking about it. But there's a predictability to how they, uppity may not be the word I'd use, but there's always a problem. It's a whining kind of, anyway. Okay, so that's a sexist comment, and I'll keep moving. The four Minneapolis police officers who were appropriately fired after the detention of a black man. Here
this
we go again.
Horrifying.
My God, these people, why the hell don't they get... And, you know, you and I have a...
Do they not realize that they're on camera when they're doing this stuff?
Is
I know
it,
that...
Are we doing that bad a job hiring police officers? Why can't we find people who are not...
Well,
redneck nutbirds.
Most police officers are good.
Yeah,
but
they are.
But it's ruined by people like this. And
but there shouldn't be any of these people. The screening should be good enough to weed out people like this. It's not good enough.
I don't know what it is.
It isn't. So if those of you who don't know it, this video that became public this week shows George Floyd being pinned to the ground with a police officer's knee on his neck. And he held it there for 7 minutes to the point where the guy was turning blue because he couldn't breathe. The video was taken by bystanders. They heard begging from the from Floyd on the ground for the officer to get off of his neck. And then he just falls off, loses consciousness. Ambulance comes in. Floyd stopped responding. He was dead by the time he got to the hospital. You know, damn it, these guys should be put in jail. They should. Where does it say in the police officer's handbook that you can do this kind of stuff? You can have a tough... If you don't want to be face the tough jobs that you have to as a police officer, they whine. Talk about whining. Police, oh, nobody respects us, and we have a tough job, blah, blah, blah. Then don't take the job. Go, you know,
well,
work in an office.
I think we can acknowledge that police do have a tough job. They do.
It is a tough job.
But you better
know that when you get into it and stop whining about how tough your job is.
And they have a tough job. But there are officers like this who are despicable, who are setting the tone for
horrible
everybody. It's a mob mentality. When one starts going in one direction, they all start following along. And it's... I don't know. There's just no explanation. The appropriate action was taken, certainly, firing these people, but there should be an FBI investigation.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Just because you're wearing the uniform, if something that is so blatant, you have to defend yourself. You have to in a criminal setting.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have to know how to do that. I think one of the better new TV shows is The Rookie. Have you've seen that, haven't you? With
I love it, and it's filmed all over my neighborhood, by the way.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like Philly.
Did you see the one where they went to the Sherman Grove Trailer Park?
No, I didn't see that
right
one.
Down the street from my house. Sunland Pride, yo.
Officers responding. And there it is. The American Family Farmer Show is something I'm proud to do every week. In addition to doing this program with Jennifer and Victoria every morning, we also, the production staff, works on four other programs, including the Good Day Health Show with Ken and Jack, the American Family Farmer Show, which all these shows have podcasts. And the current, most recent American Family Farmer podcast is a focus on the aid going to farmers, what the USDA is doing about it, the food assistance program, and what we can expect as farmers, or at least what we hope we can expect. And then there's a conversation with a couple of ladies who run a fabulous new sort of farm, the way they do it. It's a farm direct co-op. They bring 40, 50 farmers together. Great story about what may be going on in your neighborhood. But if you're a farmer interested in who isn't, excuse me, now interested in farm, food, and family, that's what the American Family Farmer is all about. And you can get the broadcast and the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
It really is an awesome product.
for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there, too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other websites because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this is maybe not news to you, Jennifer. Doug Steph and Jennifer Horn on the DJV program. There are a lot of dangers of alcohol abuse. As a matter of fact, online sales of alcohol has gone up 243% since March.
To be fair, not a lot of people use the online to order alcohol before. It's not, I'm sure people are drinking more, but I think they're just going to bars, they're ordering it online.
But how do you know some 8-year-old kid isn't ordering it?
You're supposed to have to sign for it.
You
have to have an adult sign for it.
In the journal Nature Neuroscience study published this week, a lot of data from 435,000 people. Researchers looking for shared genetic variants in the people who met the criteria for problematic alcohol use and abuse. So if you drink more than 14 servings of alcohol a week, and a lot of people have gone up since...
How big's a glass? I just have one. It's a vase. But
really? Yeah. Drink it out of the vase. Anyway, the research suggests the bottom line is that a lot of people are getting boozed up because that seems to be a good distraction from what's going on.
Yes. Yep.
10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, Home Advisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Past the hour, time now for our weekly visit from the fabulous Warren Eckstein. He has listeners from coast to coast, border to border, around the country, around the world, to his pet show. He's been making observations and recommending ways to take care of your pet now since right after the Civil War. The advice taken, loved by everybody. He's created the Hugs and Kisses online store, vitamin and mineral supplements for both cats and dogs. You can order online at thepetshow.com. It's a fabulous, it really is. Matter of fact, I'm not saying this because I just thought about it. I don't have any for Daisy.
Really?
Daisy's gone through them, yes. She probably needs another.
Get some more hugs and kisses to, not that the dog doesn't get enough hugs and kisses.
She gets lots of hugs and kisses. She's a fabulous little girl. Speaking of little, children with pets seem to be better off. How are you? You've come up with some interesting information about what children, and I was trying to clarify this when we were talking about it off the air. Is it single parent or both parents? Does that part of the equation make a difference?
Let me just share this with you. This is exactly what I'm reading. More and more often, animals are now included in family events and become important to all members of the family. This can mm-hmm. be particularly significant in the single-parent families where a pet can be an important companion to the kids. Kids with pets may have higher levels of empathy, self-esteem compared to those who don't have pets, and thinking of pets as family members can actually make the chores associated with pet care less stressful than they are for those who consider pets as property. Interesting story.
I grew up with a dog. I've had a dog most of my life, actually, one way or another. My grandson, Miles, has had two dogs. One of them died, and it upset him because it was his first encounter with death a year or so ago. But the way that he has grown up around those poodles, there's a standard poodle named Bodley, who is the dog of the house at the moment. He's a great dog. I love the dog. He's a fabulous dog. And he's so good. But he's grown up with Miles, and Miles just, you know, bumping around. Miles is not afraid of anything, and at least as far as animals are concerned, other than, there's a picture I have, you'll appreciate this, Warren. The first time Miles came to the farm, he was about 2 years old. And I was driving around, he wanted to see the cows. He didn't understand, he was just beginning to learn how to speak and be curious. So I went out into the field where the out in the pasture where the cows are, and I had the window to the car open. And this cow named, actually her name was Daisy, big black and white cow. She stuck her head in the window.
Miles, yes.
Miles was really, whoa, what's that all about, Molly?
But you know, Doug, interestingly enough, I grew up in, you know, on Long Island, and behind my house was a creek. And no one would ever go into Warren's room. It was I had more privacy than any kid ever had in his life because I had snakes, I had rats, I had every kind of bug in my room as animals. But it also gives you the opportunity. You know, when you're growing up, you know, you have peer pressure, you have parent pressure. You know, do good in school, clean your ears, Warren. Clean your ears again, Warren. A third time I told you to clean your ears, Warren. The bottom line is I was able to go into my room and there was no challenge. There was just accepting me for what I was by the animals. And I think that's where my affinity towards working with them came. So I think any child would be better off or benefit from having a pet, something that they can talk to that doesn't ask them to respond in return. I think that's real important growing up as a kid, especially nowadays with all the stresses and craziness that's going on.
Correct, Armando. Gary Busey is going to adjudicate animal arguments on the new Pet Judge show. He's going to have a robe and a gavel. I don't know if you talked about this on the air. I don't know whether you and I think you and I talked about this off the air. I don't remember. It just started this past week on Amazon Prime. Busey settles disputes between pet owners. The promise in the pet in the press release was the cases would involve veritable menagerie, monkeys, goats, birds, dogs, turtles, raccoons. Is Gary Busey a real judge? Absolutely not. Does he know anything about pet law? Probably not.
Makes him perfect for TV. That's a perfect host for a TV show. Someone who knows absolutely nothing about this subject. It's like watching the news. Someone who's talking about a subject they have no idea about.
No idea.
It's going to be entertaining. It'll be fun. But they tried this before with Judge Wapner. They had Animal Court with Judge Wapner years ago.
Oh, did they? I didn't know. Really?
Yeah, it was on years ago, and they didn't make it. So I'm not so sure whether this is going to be successful or not, but it's going to be entertaining. We'll get a lot of press at the beginning, but I don't know if it's one of those things that your grandkids will be watching a couple of years from that.
You've done a lot of television, but it's sort of when you were on TV shows like Letterman, you'd just tell people how to take care of certain problems with their dogs, right?
Well, resolving issues, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Well, there are lots of issues. We love our pets. Check out Warren. You have pet behavior problems. Help yourself, medical problems with your dog or your cat. It's thepetshow.com. 59 past.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.